For more than 2 years, Peru's former president has been living in Japan. Peruvian authorities want Alberto Fujimori to be tried on murder and other charges. Japan has refused to extradite Fujimori on the grounds he is a Japanese citizen. Brian Shi reports from Tokyo.
For a man listed as possibly dangerous by Interpol, the international police organization, Alberto Fujimori is not doing too badly. The former president of Peru is treated as something of a returning hero here. Since fleeing his scandal-ridden administration in November of 2000, he has kept company with powerful politicians, been invited to speak at universities, and even wrote a book about his decimation of the terrorist group Shining Path. He's been able to do all this because, legally, he's a Japanese citizen. He was born in Peru to Japanese parents, and Japan's nationality laws are based on blood, not birthplace.
It's a very, very generous interpretation of the Japanese law by the Japanese government, and that's why people think that the Japanese government is protecting him.
Luis Machiavello is the Peruvian ambassador to Japan. He was called out of retirement to try to win Fujimori's extradition, without upsetting the Japanese. Under Fujimori, Japan became the biggest international aid donor to Peru, and the South American country is eager to maintain good diplomatic relations. Even so, Peru raised the stakes yesterday by delivering to Japan a 700-page document detailing the crimes for which Fujimori is wanted and asking officially for his extradition. A spokesman for Japan's foreign ministry said he would not comment before reviewing the document. But Japan has said all along that it does not extradite its own citizens and that the Fujimori case is being handled according to the letter of the law. That's not quite accurate, says Kent Anderson, a law professor at the Australian National University and a specialist on Japanese law.
The government statements from Japan weren't quite sincere either, in that they're saying, well, we can't do anything. Well, the truth is, there are some avenues they can take, but they've been extremely passive in pursuing those.
In an article he wrote for the Stanford Journal of International Law, Anderson says that Japanese dual nationals are obligated to give up their non-Japanese nationality if they want to remain Japanese citizens. Japan seems to be looking the other way in Fujimori's case, Anderson says. Fujimori, who has denied the allegations against him, refuses to renounce his Peruvian citizenship. Through his website, in fact, Fujimori says his return to Peruvian politics is imminent and that his stay in Japan is merely a temporary measure to avoid political persecution.
Even having Japanese ancestors, or for having momentarily sought exile in Tokyo to safeguard my life, there's no political persecution that will take me away from my Peruvianness. Of course, I'm Peruvian.
Law professor Anderson says Japan is within its legal rights not to extradite Fujimori. But Japan also risks increased scrutiny from abroad. A growing list of countries like Germany and Mexico have declared that they will arrest Fujimori if he sets foot in their country. In fact, the Interpol request for his detention applies to almost 200 signatory countries, including the United States. This makes it very likely that, extradited or not, Fujimori will never be able to freely leave Japan. For NPR News, this is Brian Shi in Tokyo.